spoken other times that the Iker Tachlis of the Shlichus is to get us to the point where we're able to say Vidri properly, Vidri is a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a chelik of mitzvah hatshuva. As we get closer to Yom Kippur itself is a mitzvah. It's part of the process of the Tahara, of the Kippur of Yom Kippur, is the Vidui. And Vidui comes in different shapes and sizes. So we have the Nusach, which the Gemara talks about what the Vidui is. Avonato Abasenu Chotanu. It's Avonato Chotanu. It's the three words. And that's enough to say Vidui. That's the Gemara's Nusach. That is Kadimah Mandarim in the Gemara, the other Mandarim in the Gemara at the end of Yuma. We've expanded it in the Nusach HaTfilah into Aseret Aleph Beis. Then you have the Super Deluxe Vidui, which that we put out in the Bima, which has any error that you might have not even thought of that existed, you could possibly misvad on. Right? So we have different types of Vidui that a person could say. But in the Nusach HaVidui that we say, based on the Seder of the Aleph Beis, so you say one of the words of the Vidui is Latsnu. One of the words of the Vidui is Muradnu. And the Atsnu, Sararnu. So in the Atsnu, we angered the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've done things which are improper. We angered him. Yes, Sararnu, we've been wayward. Avinu, Pshanu. But Muradnu, that we were directly went and rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's difficult to understand that we could say Muradnu. Imagine our individuals are like that. We're saying Lashon Rabbim, it's going on Klal Yisrael. But a person deliberately is going against the yoke of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do we have shaykhs to that? As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm not such a letz. What's my feeling of latzno? What exactly is this vidui? So, I think that I mentioned this idea before. So the vidui of latzno, we have a lot of shaykhs. The Rosh made the nature of human beings that we don't like being uncomfortable. We don't like being uncomfortable. We find that very frustrating. We don't like thinking bad about ourselves. We find that very frustrating. Tells the Rav, says in the Shir Das, Yaakov Avinu has this great plan how he's going to deal with, make his arrangements with Lavan, and Lavan won't trick him. Lavan was known as a Ramai. Very simple. He'll arrange Rachel, Bitcha, Haktana. He's covered his bases. He wants to marry Rachel. You might take a woman from the Shuk and change her name to Rachel and give me that one. No, it has to be your daughter, Bitcha. You might switch the names of the Gdara, Haktana, Rachel, Bitcha, Haktana. He's covered all of his bases. So what was this Havamina? If Lavan decided that it's going to be beneficial for him to rather give Leah instead of Rachel, he'll do it. But what was Yaakov trying to accomplish? He says, Yaakov understood that the psychology of a person is, Laban did not look himself as a bad person. Laban was a very upstanding member of the community. He helped people. He was a good person. That's how Laban viewed himself. Even Laban, if you get him into the corner, what he's doing, he realizes it's totally wrong, he won't do it. I don't do bad things. I'm not a bad person. At the end, Lavan comes, he says, you know, listen, I would love to fulfill our arrangements. I had no option. Minigam Malkim says, I can't do it. It's Minigam Malkim. It wasn't my fault. See, he had a right there, he had an excuse. But no excuses. You get to the point where a person sees clearly what he's doing is wrong. People don't do that. So the Gemara says that the person does an Aveira. Vishana is not to look ahead there. He said there in the Velt. I don't know whether he said it or not, but there's in the Velt. He still saw it. He said it. What's about the third time? He says he does it very once. It's an aver. Second time, it's not still like a heter. He looks like it's a heter. Third time, not still like a mitzvah. Such a Yisrael. Not that it's a heter. Now it's a mitzvah. It becomes a sheet to life. But this is a good thing to do. This is the way you're supposed to act. You know why? Because you can't live with being a bad person. I'm not a bad person. So you know those guys, they're too frum. Like we all understand that, and most people in the world, like the way we look at the world, there are people in the world which are too frum. People who are not from enough, and the people get it right. And it's fascinating that those people look like me. You know, the briskers, they're like too far from it. You know, and modern, they're like not from enough, and I'm just right. Maybe not. Maybe the briskers got it right, and I'm the one who's not from enough. No, they're too far from it. But how do you deal with that? How do you make it very comfortable? It's like very comfortable to be like right in the right spot. It's a good spot to be. But what's with these guys? We don't look at it, we don't appreciate what they're doing. We don't look at it with the right respect. That's latsno. Latsonus is that you don't take something seriously enough. And it doesn't have an effect on you. Remember, I had this conversation once, this goes back quite a few years. So it was Nitl Nacht, and the Sambachrim were sitting there with their beautiful ability to like knock any minig which exists. You know, Nitl Nacht is it's a strange minig, you know, so they don't learn, you know, see them, like what's the problem, etc. Like, they were busy, you know, coming up with all of the different lines which the sharp witted Bachrim are able to come up with about it. You know. So I said to them, listen, I'm not saying right or wrong. But it was a minig, which if you stop and think about the minig for a moment, it's a minig which would teach you how much they're marking themselves from the world of Avodah Zarah. So if you would stop making litzanus about it, you would learn something. Whether you do it or not, it doesn't make a difference. But if you respect it, you will learn from it. The problem is if we respect it, and respect enough things out there, we start getting uncomfortable. Why am I not doing it? So the answer is, I don't respect it. You know, these guys, you know, they spend like, you know, 97 hours looking for an esrog. You know, they're meshuggahs. Maybe they're not meshuggahs. Maybe they understand Hiddur Mitzvah. Maybe I don't understand Hiddur Mitzvah enough. But me, it'll take me 5 minutes to find an esrog. That's not right. No. The answer, but that's uncomfortable. So the answer is they're meshuggahs. I'm not saying they are meshuggahs. That's not the point. The point is, what's my attitude? So the litzanus is a beautiful protection from being uncomfortable. And you know, on the other side also, you know, the person, he's not frum enough. That person looks himself as a good person. The person has cheshbonos of what he does. And maybe someone says, well, I have a point. And I have to think about them and figure out the lesson I can take from them. What can I do with it? The Ben Yerno, all the way back at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Ben Yerno talks about the importance of doing tshuva as quickly as possible. So he brings this Gemara. The person doesn't bear once, he does bear a second time, it's not to look a heter, he doesn't have this third time, not to look a mitzvah, that's who suffer from the achronim. Then he says, tzaddikim, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things wrong. He says, but tzaddikim, try and correct it as quickly as possible. He says, but if you don't, and Chazal say not to look a heter, what happens is that you start doing it. It becomes more common to do by you. He says, and then you get to a point where an eved who tells his master, I'll listen to everything that you say except for one thing I don't listen to, he's not an eved anymore. He's always eved, because the definition of an eved is he listens to everything. He says, that's why Chazal talked about a concept called a mumer l'davarecha. He has a din of a mumer. Because if a person will keep 612 mitzvahs, but tachlis sahidur b'hadiktuk, and one mitzvah says, I don't do, he's not an eved of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not a part of Yiddishkeit. Because it's a new religion. It's called Rangel's religion. Rangel's religion, there's 612 mitzvahs. The 612, I don't hold of. So who are you serving at the end of the day? You're serving yourself. You decide what's right and what's wrong. You decide what's right and what's wrong. Who are you? The Kadosh Baruch Hu decides what's right and what's wrong. But that's uncomfortable. So we decide that this is not so bad to do this. You know what? As a matter of fact, it's a good idea to do that. It's a shita, it's a rational. You know, you have to be normal. You know, we make a shita out of it. We have to know, you know, just like. But it started from where did it start from? It started from Latzno. So from Latzlo, you get to Muratnu. Besides the fact there's Laman and Mem next to each other. But from Latzlo comes Muratnu. That's a merit. I'm not doing it because I made a sheet out of it. The Sefer Sha'arim, Tshuva 101, he says a person wants to get to the point. Tshuva, if we talk about Tshuva in the sense of I have to correct a specific Aveira, that's one conversation. Tshuva was I want to redirect myself towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to redirect my focus in life. So the Sefer Sha'arim gives us a plan of how the person can redirect his life as a focus on avodah. He says, in the first step of the bottom of the ladder is Zahirus. He says, in Zahirus, he says, just means to think. That's all it means. It doesn't require too much. It means the person should actually contemplate what he's doing. They should contemplate, after he contemplates what he's doing, he has to contemplate what is good and what is bad, what's right and what's wrong. And then look at his actions and see if his actions are right or his actions are wrong. He says, it doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. Are you being honest or not? He says, and then it applies not only, he says, to that which you're doing, which is bad, and understanding that, but that which you're doing good is to look at and see if it's really being done properly. You have to search out in your actions that which is not good. Then you have to handle, you have to touch, feel through that which you're doing, which is toiv. Are you really doing as best as you could, the right way to do it? Is there a better way of doing it? Are you missing something, etc.? That's Perek Gimel. Then he gets to Perek Dalet. And he says interesting, calls it, and how are you going to be kind of, but there are kinias as Zahirus. So what brings a person to Zahirus? So the first step is Limud HaTorah. The mile of Limud HaTorah, it creates an honest thought process. Torah gives us knowledge. We know what's right and what's wrong. But Torah, the purpose of learning Torah is to analyze. A young man asked me, one of the high school boys asked me, he says, like, you know, why do we have to mention both opinions in the mission? Just say the opinion we paschal like. You save us a lot of time. You know, if we cut down the shas, removing all the ones you know paschal like, we make the shas much more manageable. You could, Daf Yomi could have a siyum every 2 years, you know, instead of every 7.5 years. Just learn those one davar, we paschal like. He says, so the purpose of learning is to know what to do. So I said, no. The purpose of learning is to teach you how to analyze. It says, I would love every morning that next to my bed, it'd be great, you know, Kadosh Baruch and I are very close. He loves me very much. He wants me to do the right thing. Every morning I wake up and next to my bed there's a note and it says, Dear Ellie, this and this is going to happen today and this is what you're supposed to do when that happens. And this is going to happen, this is what you're supposed to do. Signed, your loving Father in Heaven. It'd be wonderful. Say, so I'm not sure exactly what to do. I know, I have my papers in. This is going to happen. This is what you're supposed to do. And it's straight from Kadosh Baruch. But I never got the letter yet. And I don't know what to do. So yeah, straight, you know, it says, you know, they put straight in front of me. I understand, you don't need it. I don't, you know, that's not, but the situation is the right thing to respond, not to respond. Is the right thing to get, you know, we can't say, and we're dealing with situations which are not so obvious. So what do you do? Well, you learn the Gemara, to analyze. And to think it through. It's Taras Kayim. Take apart what's really going on over here. What really did he want? What was he truly trying to say? What's the yesod over here? What's the lumnus? What's tutzakto? Okay. So you do it to yourself. Why am I doing this? What's bothering me? What's really the motivation? What's going on? That's the first step. Okay. So he says, but Adar Chaprat, how do you get to this? You have to be inspired on karma of Oida Shurichai Bo Adam. The responsibility that human beings have. He says, I'm going to give you three Ha'oris. Ha'orah for Shlemi Hadas, The Shlemi Hadas, I can speak to them with one Ha'ara, which will motivate them to Zahirus. I can talk to people under that with a second Ha'ara, which will motivate them to Zahirus. And for the average person, I can talk about a third Ha'ara, which will motivate them to Zahirus. To Shlemi Hadas, what do you tell them? Shlemi Hadas want Shlemis. They want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. They want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they would stop and think about how much they're damaging themselves, right, they wouldn't do it. They'd be they think back twice. You know, I better work on doing this better. And they'd be nisarer to think and analyze and consult and correct. So, you know, it hit me. I've learned myself short many times. And I've said Shmuzin many times. And the other time you talk about Shmuzin, you tell the person, listen, what's your goal? Where do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish with life? What do you want to accomplish in the next year? Right? That's the horror for the Shlemi Hadas. So is that right? That you're saying horror for the Shlemi Hadas? So maybe some of us are not Shlemi Hadas yet. I'm not a Shlemi Hadas. Because if you start looking at the horror for the people under the Shlemi Hadas, and the horror for the Haman Kuloi, and I'm not even talking about the Madrega of the horror for the Haman Kuloi, can I really talk to the Shlemi Hadas and be effective? See, the person, we want to accomplish something in our life. We want to make sure that our life is a valued life. It does what it's supposed to do. Because Baruch gave us life, and we're supposed to use it properly. What do you want to do with it? Don't waste your time. Like, that's, don't waste your time. Well, that's not what he says for the Haman Kuloi. So maybe we should go to the Orah for the Haman Kuloi and see what it says and see if it speaks to us. Before we get to that, he says the Orah for the people under that. They want covered. They like covered. So talk to their covered. He says, you come to Gan Eden, and the guy next to you is going to have done better than you. Do you want that? So he says, the main goal is to get the Gan Eden. How much you get, it's not so important. You get a little bit, you get a lot. The game is done. He says, when the guy got a fancy new car, it bothered you very much. And now you go to Gan Eden, and the guy in the shul, which you think is such a king, such a hush of a guy, in Gan Eden, you see he's way ahead of you. You're not going to take it sitting down. Don't fool yourself. That's the Hamoin for the middle people. The Hora for the middle people. The Hora for the Hamoin Kuloi. It's think about Schar Varnish. And he starts going through how the Russian punishes Abraham, and the Russian punishes Yaakov, and the Russian punishes David. So Kabbal Karmi is going to punish us. Now, it's not in nowadays to talk about Einish. If you would take a, depends what, if you would take a skira of the shmuzin available on the internet, Mustafa and the Muslim are not talking about Einishim. Maybe the ones that are not on the internet, maybe I do talk about Einishim, but the ones on the internet don't. So his point is not to scare you. That's not his point. His point is to get real. He says, we have to find a way to make this real to ourselves. This is not something, it's a nice thing if you do it, and it's okay if you don't do it. There's no such option. If the Rosh Hashanah takes the tzaddikim and he punishes them for a little deviation, and our deviation is more than that, means it's real. And if it's real, we have to change. We have to come on. You want to be kind as a hero. You want to be motivated to really stick with this. Not for a day, not for a week, not for a month. But for a year. For a lifetime. You have to understand that this is real. It's not optional. He says, how am I supposed to get you to understand that? What are we supposed to do to make this recognize that we're not? It's not an option. So, in a physical sense, a person has a problem with he overeats. A person has a problem. He smokes. A person has a problem. He doesn't take care of his health. Whatever it is. most people are able to be rationalize it's okay until they have another heart attack. Until they go to the doctor and he shows them what their lungs look like in the x-rays. Maybe then it hits them. But tell them, you know, it doesn't happen to me. If that's something which is physical, and we all know people, Lolena, which has happened to, we have difficulty in internalizing it. We've never seen Gan Eden, we've never seen Gehenna. So what do we do? It has to be real. You look at the Shurim and say, you know, his Haman Kuloi, Baruch Hashem, where God's fine. You can tell him, you know, David and Melech, God really had it really bad. He says, whoa, you know, that's the Haman Kuloi. That's the Hamanam. So Nebuch, we're stuck speaking to the Shlemi Adas and say, listen, Rebbe, you want to accomplish something with your life, that we relate to. We don't want to waste our lives. Try that. Maybe it's not working because we're not touching deep enough. The issue is not whether you're going to be zeichet to have that chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu and feel that tveikus, and that's what's going to motivate you. So Bershom sent us a chesed called Yom Adin. So the word from Motopag Romanski says. The more it talks about, the Mishnah talks about the person should be shuv your machas if they miss, you should do shuv one day before your misa. She says, does a person know when he's going to, when how long he's going to live? Adarab, so shuv ayom, shemet amos lamach. Now, if you start learning about shuvah is such a phenomenally powerful concept. It's such a unique, special chesed. Like, why would you want to tie it to misa? What's it with misa? You should do tshuva. If you're not going to die tomorrow, you should do tshuva. Like, why would you not want to? The person is right now, like the Rambam says, he's a mesuv, a meruchak, and he has all these beautiful languages. How Kodesh Baruch Hu confused the person? If you do tshuva, you're ov and nechmad, and your nichlas and your tefillas go into Kodesh Baruch Hu, and before your tefillas are hanging outside. I mean, I don't. What's it with misa? You're going to live to be as long as Mishu Shela. Till you started the tshuva today. Who would want to wait till tomorrow? He says, yeah, but we got to get you there. We need to package it in a way that you'll open up the bottle. And Nebuch, the way the package that we need is, who knows whether it's going to be a tomorrow? He gave him a mushroom, whatever. But he says, the point is, we don't stop and think. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, I'm going to make you stop and think. It's called Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, there's din. And there's din for yourself, and din for your loved ones, and din for Klal Yisrael, din for the world. And it forces us to stop and think. Without it, you know, I can't check you up. I can't wake you up. Maybe when we hear it in the context of din, maybe Tzchav Ronish will talk to us. Maybe it'll wake us up. And we'll start thinking. And the Sistrum says a beautiful avtacha. It raises a question, but it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful avtacha. Perek Beis, he says, the Yetzirah comes along. He says, this is one of the Tachbulos of the Yetzirah. L'hakbid avadosim v'simines halibis b'nei adam ashishlo yishor lehem revach lisbren and listak l'beizid erachim hocham. They don't have time to think where they're going. Am I going on a good path? They don't have time to think. Ki yudeyuhu, the Yetzirah knows, she'elulei ha'yosomim libam kimat kot al derchayim, if they would stop and think even for a brief time about their what they're doing, they would immediately start charot. And once it starts, it's not going to stop. Its solution is don't think. Because he knows if you think, he lost. He says, this is Mamash Paro, and he brings Paro, the Eitzah was that make the Avodah Mitzrayim so difficult, they didn't have time to think, because he knew if they would think, they'd start making plans. The Tzibinu of Tochi says, Vadai Shemiyad Hoi Maskil Milochim HaSeyim. The Shosham says, if we would think, we would change. It's guaranteed. You have the Mesilchum's guarantee. Now, there are times when we think, we don't seem to change. It's a good kasha. You have to answer the kasha. So, just take it back. The purpose of, a purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to make us think. And when it makes us think, it truly makes us think, it truly sinks in, there's schar and there's earnish. And what we're doing is question, we have to start questioning, how is the person going to look at me? Well, I better look at myself beforehand and say, what is he going to see? The Russian gave me we presented this idea a few years ago. He gave me a piece of Chaim called the year. He gave out a portion of Chaim for a year. At the end of the year, that portion is over. Now he gives us a new portion. He says, well, before I give you this new portion, let's see what you did with the old one. Did you hurt yourself with it? Did you damage yourself? Did you damage your neshama? Tell me why I should give you a new chaticha of Chaim, a new portion of Chaim. Tell me why this one's going to be better. Convince me. Well, if I don't know whether it's good or bad, I'm walking into, you don't walk into a court case without an argument. And it's a real court case. So it's forced me to stop and to think that maybe the things which I have not been taking seriously enough, and I'm saying the vidui of Latsnu, honestly, I need to change. I think that I need to take these things more seriously. And the things that, because I was so uncomfortable about them, and therefore I didn't want to do them, but I made a shita out of it because it's more comfortable to live with a shita and think that it's okay. And that was my litzonus, was to protect me against contemplating the possibility of otherwise. My litzonus, the Rebbe Shlomo says, that's the shield which prevents zehirus, the process of thinking. Now that I start thinking about it, maybe I was murdered. Maybe I did refuse to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's yoke in certain areas. I thought I knew better. I thought I had a better way of doing it. And now I realize that maybe that's not true. Maybe I didn't get it right. And if a person says, Latsnu, it's Pachat Pchodim. A person says, Meradnu, it's even more Pachat Pchodim. I'm an Eved, which I've done many things good, and I'm not denying that. And I think maybe if you just take the scale, maybe it'll be better. But the Eved who refused to accept the oil of his Odin in one thing, he's not a person that did an Aveira. He broke the oil of his Odin from himself, and he's a Mumar L'Davar Echad, Dr. Rabbeinu Yehuda. And that's the Vidui of Meradnu. I'm not this horrible person. I'm a nice guy. But there are certain areas which I'm not ready to give in. So he spoke about the Shavuos a few weeks ago. If I say, I understand that, I need time. Russian says, I'll give you time. I need process. Shavuos says, I'll give you process. But I want to hear a plan. I want to hear an interest. I want to hear that there's a that you don't want this. You know what? The change is not easy. I don't want it, but it takes time to change. The person says, fine, I'll give you all the time that you need. But I want to hear an akiras rotzen. I want to hear that that's not what you want. Not that, you know what, I'm protecting myself and saying it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's uncomfortable. And we don't like leaving them uncomfortable. That's what Rosh Hashanah is supposed to do. It's to take us out of that comfort level and wake us up and say, you know what? Look, you can't continue like this. And that's maybe our answer why Rosh Hashanah comes with Purim Kippur. because you need a Rosh Hashanah to create an opportunity for doing tshuva and coming to Yom Kippur and getting the tahara and the kapara that Yom Kippur is supposed to give us. We need a Rosh Hashanah, the Pasha, to wake us up. To let us understand that this is not acceptable. And that which we've been fooling ourselves up to now cannot continue. And we'll look at ourselves honestly and say, you know what, I can do better, I can do more. I want to do better, I want to do more. I'm concerned about the consequences of not doing better, not doing more. Stopping what I'm doing, correcting it. And with that, Bezus Hashem, a person will start the process of tshuva, which comes with that, the Gevaldus Schus of the Tahara of Yom Kippur, the Kapara of Yom Kippur, and that Tahara will bring us into the days of the Simcha, that Christ was able to be Sabeach together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Sukkah, and the Simchus Torah.